V-68. Seafront, Villa, Vanuatu.
I don't know what the problem is. He just won't sit still, Liang Fu explained over his phone to the local veterinarian. It is persistent. This has already been going on for 3 hours, and I told you, next door's dog ran towards the sea at the same time. Something spooked them, and I don't know what the...
Liang's concerned recounting of the story was interrupted by his dog Pinocchio, who was now sitting still. All too still, but continuously growling in a way Liang had never heard.
Do you hear that? He spoke into the phone. He's growling at the door.
Seconds later, Pinocchio's growl morphed into an extremely aggressive and repeated bark. The Alsatian's bark resonated through the house and raised the hairs on Liang's neck. He had raised Pinocchio since he was a tiny puppy and had never expected to be intimidated by the large dog, but this sound was something he had never expected to hear.
Pin Pin, it's okay, he called, keeping his distance. There's nothing there.
No more than 5 tense seconds later, the barking ceased and Pinocchio scampered away from the door, rushing to Liang's side and whimpering.
This isn't normal, he told the veterinarian. Get over here as soon as you can, please.
As soon as the phone was down, Liang devoted his full attention to the now puppy-like dog. It didn't stay down for long, though, ringing almost immediately to inform Liang of a call from his neighbor, Zhao. Liang listened to his friend's frantic retelling of an all-too-familiar episode in which his own dog had behaved exactly like Pinocchio, a burst of aggressive barking, followed by a sudden regression into a state of apparent fear.
You don't think it could be, Liang said, cutting himself off.
No, he thought, don't be stupid.
Maybe they're smelling a gas leak or something like that, he continued.
Zhao wasn't saying much on the other end of the line, and Liang got the distinct impression that they were both thinking the same thing, but that neither wanted to risk saying it first for fear of how crazy it sounded. As it always did, time would tell.